This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the podcast and another Fast Track Friday episode. This is an episode where I give some extra tips and advice to you, whether it's about some of the other episodes that we went over this week or just something else in general. And today is a good example of that. Today, I want to revisit a concept that has been talked about before in past years on this show, but I think it's important to bring this one back to light again because I think it's a really great strategy that you could definitely resonate with and start making some gains on here. And that's finding and using your tune of greatness. Now, the tune of greatness is a concept that I'm borrowing here from a mentor of mine named Justin Nielsen, who's one of my, original jazz teachers that had a huge, profound impact on me and my playing. I had him on our podcast, 3 or 4 years ago, a long time ago, and he talked about this concept of the tune of greatness. The tune of greatness, just to, you know, simplify the concept, is taking a song that you know well and truly want to dive deeper in and master, and whatever you learn throughout your journey of playing and getting better at jazz, you're also applying it to your tune of greatness. Think of it as like there's a song that you're trying to master and play better than any other song out there, but at the same time, you're using that song as a way to create a deeper connection to new concepts, ideas that you learn in other musical contexts, okay? So, for example, let's say I have my tune of greatness, right? But I'm working on a song. Let's just say that we're working on the song Prelude to a Kiss, which is the song that we're actually learning right now in our Inner Circle membership right now. Well, you may learn from our etude that we provide our members. You may learn a line that sounds really good over a 2-5-1 chord progression, right? And it's a great line. It's a great thing. And you learn it because you're studying Prelude to a Kiss. And that's great. So you learn it in that context. But then what you do is after you're done with that, you say, hey, I really want to do something with this line. I want to remember it more. I may want to extrapolate on it more. Let's apply it to our tune of greatness. So you go back to your tune of greatness and you find it where the 2-5-1s are in there. Or if there are no 2-5-1s, which hopefully it will have 2-5-1s, we'll talk about that in a second, then you're going to find a concept there that you want to grab onto and apply it to your tune of greatness, right? So in other words, it's like go out there and learn everything, and whether it's on this song or that song or this solo or that solo, but then go back to your tune of greatness and always apply it there. And there's a psychological benefit there too, is when you feel comfortable with something, you feel good about a song, there's a song that you understand very well. When you learn something elsewhere and you apply it there, there's a likelihood not only will you improve on your tune of greatness, but it will help you retain and solidify that knowledge in your head by applying it to something that you feel very familiar. And it's kind of like your home base, right? It's like bringing it back to your home base again. So that's the general concept of the tune of greatness. How do you find your tune of greatness, or how do you pick a tune of greatness? To me, there's really like two criteria of picking your tune of greatness so that it actually has an impact on your playing, that you can actually execute on this concept. The first one is that you really like the song. You really like the song. This is really, really important. This has to be a song that you really enjoy, right? You really enjoy the song. You like the melody. You like the chords. you resonate with it. Because have you ever had this experience before where, you know, you're told to learn this jazz standard or this song or that song, but, you know, you're not really that excited about them, or you don't really resonate with them that much. And then those songs are kind of the ones that you don't remember as well, or that you don't play as well, or that you just don't give as much time and attention to, simply because you're not, you know, you don't love it as much. So you want to make sure that your Tune of Greatness is a song that you really love and that you truly do want to master, right? That you truly do want to continue to explore time and time and time again, right? So that's kind of number one there. Criteria number two is you want to make sure your Tune of Greatness has commonalities with other jazz standards, jazz songs out there. Really important. So for example, you're going to want to make sure that some of the harmony that's involved in your Tune of Greatness is harmony that will happen again in other jazz standards, which, by the way, isn't that hard, right? Like when we really study jazz and jazz songs, jazz harmony, what we start to see is time and time again, the same patterns emerging, right? The same kinds of chord progressions, 2-5-1s, 1-6-2-5s, 1-4-3-6-2-5s, right? A lot of those kinds of fourthy moving patterns occur in jazz standards, you know, movements to the relative minor, you know, a 2-5-1 to the 4 chord. These are things that just always happen in jazz standards. So you want your Tune of Greatness to contain some of that kind of harmony in it. So a great example of a Tune of Greatness would be Autumn Leaves, right? Why Autumn Leaves? Because it's just major and minor 2-5-1 chord progressions, right? So it's like you can't go wrong with that song from just a standpoint of harmony, right? Of that it's got the recurring harmony in it. A bad example of a Tune of Greatness for this, you know, this particular side of it is Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum by Wayne Shorter. If you look at Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, right, it's these chromatic moving modal, a little bit of diatonic harmony, but it's not very common harmony in general that you're experiencing when you're learning Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. So Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, you could love that song. It could be your favorite song. It just probably wouldn't be the best Tune of Greatness, because again, the whole idea of the Tune of Greatness is that you're able to apply lessons you learn elsewhere back to your Tune of Greatness at all times, right? So we want to make sure of that. And I guess I would add to this as well, if I were to come up with a third criteria here, is that you already are somewhat comfortable with this song, right? It doesn't have to be this way. Like, it could be a song that you really love and you've never learned it before. And you're like, why haven't I learned this before? And now you're going out and learning it because you're like, hey, I like this Tune of Greatness concept. Let's invest it into this tune. But I think in general, it's probably a good idea if you already have familiarity with the song, right? And usually that's partly why you like a song in the first place too, right? It's because you have a degree of familiarity with playing it. Maybe you have some good experiences with playing it. Improvising over it might feel a little bit easier to you. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, right? I mean, that's totally fine because we're getting deeper on the song. So I think having some familiarity with the song, already being able to play it, that's all helpful when choosing your Tune of Greatness. So my challenge for you this ending this week here, and just to think about, is A, do you like this Tune of Greatness concept? Like, is this something that you could see being something that you want to adopt, that you want to implement into your routine, to have that home-based song? And as well as that, what will your Tune of Greatness be, right? What is that Tune of Greatness for you? And if so, and you're on board with all of it, start taking this concept and putting it into practice. All right, my friends, that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. All for today's Fast Track Friday. And of course, this week of the podcast, as I always ask, if you haven't done so already, wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it be Spotify or Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and review for the show. It really helps just others who come across it go, hey, this is a show worth listening to. So if you've been hearing me say that, you know, for months on end now, but you still haven't done it, do me a favor, go over to wherever you're listening to your podcast right now, leave a rating or review. Just super helpful. And I appreciate that. And of course, make sure you're subscribing or following the podcast on wherever you're listening to the podcast on whichever app. just so you don't miss out any episodes. We have another great week coming up in the podcast next week. So it's going to be a good one. Hope you join me for that. We'll see you next time. Happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.